This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now we bring in to end the first hour somebody who, I mean, I'll tell you what, you go down to the University of Miami anytime, whether it be on Saturday for the scrimmage, today for pro day. Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is always there, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time, and been a kind of a busy spring. You know, you had that week when we talked to you, then they had the week off, and now you're back at it again. A lot of action, a lot of things. I saw a lot of things on Saturday that I was impressed with, some things that I had little question marks on, but so how's it gone for you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Super busy time. I mean, I'm coming to you live right now from the Carol Soffer indoor facility. Just stepped out of Cam Ward's post pro day scrum. So never a dull moment down here in Coral Gables.
Yeah. So let's address that first today. I saw a couple of guys. I saw Restrepo running the 40. Did they ever give you the times that they run, or no? They keep them sort of secrets, or what?
No, we didn't get the like official times or anything. But yeah. You know, going around that, you know, he didn't run a super fast 40, which, you know, that's tough for him. I mean, I hopefully it doesn't affect his draft stock or anything too much. I think with a guy like him, you know, multiple year starter, you can fall back on the film and know that, like, you know, even if he's running a slower 40 today, you know, he plays fast and he gets open, he creates separation. I don't think you need a 40 time to show you that. I think he showed that on film for the last couple of years.
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%. I just think that, you know, when it comes to that, sometimes a lot of people use the numbers, but I'm with you. I'm in your corner on that. I've seen enough of him to know that if they take him in the third or fourth round, he's going to stick with any team. He makes plays. He's a gamer. Yeah, certainly. Anybody else catch your eye out there today that may have had a better pro day than a lot of people expected?
Yeah, Simeon Barrow had a really good pro day. I think he was moving pretty quickly in the 40, which, you know, we got a chance to watch. He had the most bench press reps on the team. I think he had 32 off the top of my head. So, you know, big, strong dude. Didn't get invited to the combine, but, you know, he had a great year for Miami last year. And I think, you know, maybe a team picks him up late in the draft, and I think they'll be getting a really, really good inside lineman.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's switch to what's going on there during spring. I had an opportunity. I saw you out there. You were kind of busy, so I didn't want to bother you on Saturday. But they had a nice little scrimmage going on. You know, obviously they were in shorts, but at the same time, we got a chance to see a couple of kids. I'm really thoroughly impressed with the offensive line. I watched them for like 25 minutes. I can't, you know, you were part of this a couple of years ago when that was by far the weakest link on the entire team. right now it's arguably one of the best, and not only on this team, but maybe one of the best, if not the best, in the ACC. Talk about the job that Coach Mirabal has done with that unit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, when you bring in Mario Cristobal and Alex Mirabal, they're going to build from the trenches out. And you, like you said, you can see it the most on the offensive line. I mean, you start off with Francis Maui-Noah, who should, you know, he's been good his first years, you know, 2-year starter in his first 2 years at UM. Should, you know, this should be his last year. Former 5-star guy who's been good. They want to see him take that next step this year. I think he's definitely capable of it. And then Inez Cooper, who kind of the opposite of Francis Maui-Noah, came in totally unheralded, you know, with a second signing day guy. Signed in February of, I think, 2023 or 2022, even before Cristobal's first season. And he was, you know, 3-star outside the top 1,000 and everything. And he's now going to be a 4-year starter, really solid guard. And then, you know, they bring in James Brockermeyer to play center. They've had good luck so far with those, you know, one and done transfer centers. And on the left side of the line, you have Markel Bell, who's just a massive human being, 6'9", 340 pounds. Left guard, you'll have probably either Matt McCoy or Ryan Rodriguez. I think that position is probably maybe the most in flux right now, but, you know, should be a solid, you know, a couple solid guys who are competing for that spot. So overall, you just have a really, really good offensive line, bringing back 4 out of 5 starters, basically, at 4 of the 5 positions. So they've built this line to be the strength of the team, and it should be again.
Yeah, no doubt. Adam Lichtenstein joins us. South Florida Sun Sentinel is where you can find everything that he does. And who's been really surprising for you? Because I can tell you by just watching guys that I think are going to be just breakout years, I think Messidor is huge coming back. I just, you know, I can't emphasize that enough. A big, strong guy. He's got leadership qualities, a very, very good athlete. He and Bain on the front obviously are going to be huge. Ray Ray. I think this is the year that he turns the corner. He gives them that, obviously, that speed. I watched him run routes the other day. Talk about those guys and who you think that may have taken a step up over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Messidor. I think Messidor, as long as he's healthy, and especially as long as he's playing on the edge, he's kind of like one of those tweener guys who can play on the edge or inside. If he's playing on the edge, I think that's his best position. And if he's healthy, he's a very, very good defensive end. We saw that in his first year at Miami when he was healthy basically the whole season, and he was an excellent, excellent defensive end. So I'm very excited to see him and watch him play opposite Reuben Bain. And then you said Ray Ray Joseph, who I think also, like you said, a chance for him to break out now that, you know, that Xavier Restrepo is going to the league. A chance for him to take over that slot role, which he's kind of been groomed for the last couple years. I think, yeah, you could definitely have a big year. And then some guys who've caught my eye, maybe some people who might be down the depth chart a little bit, or might not be the guys that immediately jump to mind. One has been Bobby Pruitt. I like his length. I like his athleticism. Another guy who was not super heralded, I think a 3-star prospect, who maybe kind of blew up a little bit late. I think Alabama wanted him late in the recruiting process. I like him a lot. I'm very interested to see what he can do at linebacker. And then somebody else, somebody who I know have seen a ton of, a very heralded guy, Josh Moore, the wide receiver,
yes,
who just looks, I mean, he's only a freshman, and he looks like a man among boys. He's got that height. He's got the build. Like, he is built to be a, you know, wide receiver one. You know, whether or not he's able to get acclimated, get into the offense, and kind of get into that role in year one, you know, we'll see. But he's got the build. He's got the body for it. He's got the skills. You know, we saw him when he was at West Broward. He's an excellent wide receiver. So how much he gets on the field this year remains to be seen. But I think he will be on the field for, you know, at least just, you know, a rotational role at wide receiver.
I 100% agree, and we don't even have to talk about the cheat code on the team, Elijah Lofton, who I think this year everybody in the world gets a chance to see why he's special and why he, I think, is the best football player on that football team. And, you know, this is a guy that never complains about his role. He no matter where you put it, he throws the ball 60 yards in the air if you need. He can run. He can do everything. And certainly – somebody who adds so much to this unit. Adam, I can't thank you enough, as always. I know it's a busy time for you. We'll get you back after spring, talk a little bit more. Let everybody know how they can follow you on your website and also social media.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter or X at AV Lichtenstein, on Blue Sky at A Lichtenstein, and you can read everything I write at sunsentinel.com.
Blue Sky, that's the one that you had to go to, and it's starting to pick up. I see you got some followers there.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. Adam, thanks so much, brother. Enjoy the rest of the pro day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
Good job. Adam Lichtenstein closes out hour number one. Do not go away. It's a packed second hour. We'll be back soon.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.